Now to some of your comments on yesterday's program.
In a report on Dubai and its financial troubles, some of you may have heard us call a body of water the Arabian Gulf. Well, Fardad Firuznia of Blackwood, New Jersey writes, I know of the Gulf of Oman, the Arabian Sea, and the Persian Gulf, but no Arabian Gulf on any map.
There is some debate on whether the Gulf that borders Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia should be called the Arabian or the Persian Gulf, but virtually all maps call it the Persian Gulf, and NPR's policy is to do the same.
To another topic, a lot of the mail we received about yesterday's program responded to our story on Down syndrome. We reported that there appears to be a rising number of children in the U.S. born with the syndrome.
Several of you were taken aback by the concluding line of that story. It described the idea that pregnant women can now be tested earlier to see if their babies might have Down syndrome at a time when it is easier to end a pregnancy.
That brought Tracy Kleckel Jimenez to ask this. I thought that we as a society have come to accept all children as a blessing, but apparently not so for those who are more selective. There is a difference between identifying critical health issues in utero and using that information to decide who is worthy of human life.
That report also said that these days people with Down syndrome live longer and healthier lives. And Tom McAvoy of Hoosick Falls, New York says, your story gives me hope. He writes that his 19-year-old son has Down syndrome, and Mr. McAvoy goes on, he does everything his brothers do, works and plays just as hard, and has been a blessing to our family. Stand him next to the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, and he'd win hands down in terms of lighting up the place.
If you'd like to weigh in on anything you hear on our program, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.